It's The Next Gear on podtech.net. I'm Matt Kelly. I'm joined today by Charlie Botsford of AeroVironment, a Monrovia, California-based company that builds at-home electric charging appliances, in addition to other things, and has created one of the first fast-charge systems for early consumer electric vehicles. Charlie, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
First of all, tell us what your official title is at AeroVironment.
I do business development for our Energy Technology Center.
And you've been with the company for quite some time, I understand.
Joined in 1990.
Well, tell us a little bit more about AV, AeroVironment, and what the company has accomplished in the past.
AeroVironment has three basic divisions. We do unmanned air vehicles for the U.S. military, which is our largest division as far as sales goes. And then we also provide fast charge solutions for electric forklifts and ground support equipment. We have a very large market share of that particular market. And the division that I'm in, which is the Energy Technology Center, and we're sort of the front end of AeroVironment as far as developing new technology and feeding technology into our other groups.
And I understand that your company was instrumental in the development of GM's first electric vehicle, the Impact, leading to the EV1 as well.
We were, and in fact, before that, we developed the Sunracer for General Motors and at that time, Hughes. And the Sunracer won the race from Darwin to Adelaide in Australia back in 1987. And because of that, then General Motors really took notice and said, hey, you guys know anything about electric vehicles? And we said, well, sure. And we dusted off a proposal that we'd submitted back in 1985, retitled it 1989. And that's when General Motors decided to, you know, have us develop the Impact for them.
What was it like to work on those vehicles in terms of cutting-edge technology for the time?
At that time, lots of the enabling technology didn't exist. Battery charge systems, battery cycling systems for that kind of battery pack, that larger battery pack, didn't exist. Battery packs, electric motors, kind of in its infancy back in the late 80s, early 90s, and we had to develop a lot of the technology ourselves just so that we could do testing and develop some of the other electric vehicle technology. So a lot of the battery charging technology, such as PositCharge, which is one of the groups I mentioned earlier, came from that development in the early to mid-1990s that we were doing for General Motors.
And it must have been some disappointment when that vehicle was canceled, despite the fact that you developed technology that showed that your technology in charging those batteries, at least, was viable and scalable.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty fair statement.
Well, fast forward now 15, almost 20 years later, you've come back around and are now working with another automotive manufacturer, Phoenix Motor Cars, and Altair Nano Batteries, and have news to report on that end.
Yes, going back to the 1990s, you know, we did a lot of work with battery manufacturers and testing batteries. That, you know, was one of our passions because we had to know about batteries. That, of course, is one of the big problems facing electric vehicle widespread adoption. So over the years, we've kept pace with battery technology developments. And in fact, for our UAVs, we use a lot of lithium technology for our battery-powered unmanned air vehicles, UAVs. And so we've looked at battery technology over the years and battery manufacturers, and we're really familiar with pretty much everything that's out there. So when Altair Nano came around, started hitting press and, you know, word of mouth about some of the really outrageous claims for the technology back, maybe a year ago, we were intrigued, suspicious. We've heard it all from battery manufacturers. And so we never believe anything that a battery manufacturer says until we actually do testing so that we can verify the claims. So we started doing testing at the cell level of some of the Altair Nano batteries, and lo and behold, a lot of their claims, amazingly enough, held up. And so we said, okay, well, cell level is good, but let's try doing this at the module level. Because then when you go from the cell level to the module level, which is a bunch of cells, things never get better. It always gets worse. As far as performance, you have to worry about thermal management, battery management, all those kinds of issues. And still look pretty good. So one of the big problems then is, okay, now let's go to the pack level, which is a bunch of modules. So now a bunch of cells make up a module, a bunch of modules make up a pack, and the pack is what goes into a vehicle, for instance, Phoenix Motor Cars, SUT, Sport Utility Truck. So they made these claims that the pack is fast chargeable within 10 minutes. Well, if you can fast charge a pack in 10 minutes, that's a pretty big deal. And that's one of the things that, you know, the auto manufacturers have always poo-pooed about electric vehicle technology going back to the General Motors days in the mid-1990s. Oh, you'll never get customers to want electric vehicles because you have to charge them overnight, you can't fast charge them, you know, it's not like going into a gas station, all those things. So 10 minutes is a big deal, and California Resources Board, in fact, has something called a ZEV mandate, Zero Emission Vehicle mandate, that tells the auto manufacturers that they have to have a certain percentage of their vehicles sold in the state of California that have to be zero emission vehicles. And so that ends up being fuel cell vehicles and battery-only vehicles. And to get into that highest level category, the gold category, level 3 charging, basically, you have to be able to go 100 miles between refueling and be able to refuel in 10 minutes or less. Well, no electric vehicle technology had ever been able to do that until now. Of course, again, we were really skeptical, but we've been doing enough testing at the cell level to verify that battery chemistry looks like it can handle it. And then we did some testing at the module level, and that looked pretty good. So now let's do it at the pack level and see if we can pump enough electricity in fast enough to actually do this 10-minute charging thing. And oh, by the way, if you can do it once, that